This is From DC to Mars, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the DC Mars Show. I am your host, DC Lewis.
And I am Mars.
And we're here to entertain you again. We have a pretty cool show for you guys in store here. We got an update on Dog the Bounty Hunter. Got some more games. Mars is going to do a quick Microsoft 11 update.
Yeah.
And more. So before we get into all that, though, there's something that's been on my mind. This is something that I'm very concerned about. This, I don't mean to alarm people, but this might be a huge public health crisis. You know, in America, we have a lot of diabetes, a lot of obesity, and there's a new trend that's out there that might exacerbate those issues and push us over the brink. Mm-hmm. We could have people dying in the streets over this. And what it is, it's so upsetting. There's a pizza company here in town that has come up with a pizza that has cream cheese instead of pizza sauce.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I've not seen this.
I don't know who came up with this or how much pot they smoked. I can just tell you, it is the most delicious pizza I've ever eaten in my life.
You had it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course I had it.
Where's it from?
I forget. I think it's called Toppers.
Okay.
It's a, like a local joint. Yeah, it's really good. You know, this is definitely going to push people from that borderline, like not quite obese yet,
yep,
to full blown riding in one of those little, mobility carts at the Walmart.
The Rascal.
Yeah, the Rascal with the basket on the front.
Yep.
This is, yeah, I mean, the pizza sauce, the tomato sauce, it's arguably the only thing that resembles a healthy food.
So what else is on it? It's like normal pepperoni and cheese and everything else on it?
Yeah, and you can get it as a supreme, so then you'll have a few more vegetables.
Yeah.
But we didn't roll like that. We just got, like, pepperoni and sausage.
Dude, that's crazy.
It was crazy good is what it was. It was so good.
I gotta try this.
You really do need to try it, but I'm going to warn you, it's addicting. You're going to eat way more than you want to. And, yeah, so I'm concerned for America's well-being if this trend catches on, because we're a bunch of fatties already, and this is just irresistibly good.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazing good idea.
And horrible.
And horrible. Yeah, and horrible. So
that's pretty cool.
So that's my little health update there. You want to get into some games?
Yeah, I got a game fired up and ready for you right away. Let me jump into it here. We are going to play Real or Fake News to start out. You did horrible at this last time.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
But I got faith in you.
I'm going to redeem myself.
We'll see. All right. Real or Fake. This is a news headline. It may be made up completely. Just as a reminder for people that don't remember the game, you have to figure out if this is a real headline pulled from the news or if this is something that I made up on my own. So the first one is, teacher at California preschool is fired after administration learns of space alien-themed OnlyFans.
Wow. I'm not on OnlyFans, either as a user or a poster, I guess.
Yeah.
Not
yet.
Yeah, not yet. Probably not ever. Okay. I mean, I thought about doing like some like a foot porn website. I got some big ugly feet. I figure there probably won't be many people who would pay to see that, but the ones that want to see that would probably be willing to pay big money for it.
True.
So, I've considered that as a side gig. OnlyFans. Yeah, space alien themed. I'm going to say that's fake.
Correct. Nice.
Sweet.
One.
Sweet. I got one right.
The funny thing is this might be true, but I don't know that it is. I did not see a headline stating this. I just made this one up. So let's go on to the next one here.
All right. I'm ready for it.
All right. Pet parrot Chico gains large fan base after belting out popular Beyonce song.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say an unpopular thing about Beyonce. I think it's totally believable that a parrot could sing her songs.
True.
That one, that doesn't sound surprising to me. Let's see. Chico the parrot. This would help be so much more helpful if I was more active on social media.
Yep.
You know what? Let's see. The last one is fake. I'm going to say this one's real. I have a feeling this might be true.
Correct again. Nice one.
All right.
Dang, you're 2 for 2. I'm going to jump right to the next one.
Okay.
Next one is Chinese astrophysicist jailed after sharing details with colleague on alternative fuel source. Real or fake?
Ooh, this sounds super real. I mean, they'll throw you in jail in China for pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can watch an episode of Modern Family and get locked up for that. And rightfully so, too, by the way.
They probably should do that here.
Yeah, rightfully so. Let's see. Alternative fuel. But, you know, on the other hand, I think China's got a big energy crisis right now. I think that they're probably looking for alternative fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're going hard toward nuclear and solar and wind and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say that's false.
Correct again.
All right.
Dang, dude. Talk about redeeming yourself. 3 for 3 so far. Let's do a couple more here. The next real or fake headline is Georgia woman charged with masturbating on public beach. Real or fake?
Yeah. This one, I actually did hear about this one. I know this one is true. Yeah, and I mean, why arrest this woman? You know, I saw a picture of her. She's pretty hot. You know, I'm totally fine with it. I have no problem with that. I mean, she was videotaped. She was clearly cool with being videotaped.
Oh, somebody else videotaped?
Yeah, someone else videotaped her.
Oh, okay.
Someone had their phone out, and she was kind of diddling herself a little bit on the beach.
Nice.
And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I see nothing wrong with that.
As long as there's not kids around, obviously, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Go for it.
And she did. She was going to town. You know, so I have no problem with this woman. She's a hero in my book. There need to be more women like her. And yes, and of course, since I knew it was true, I'm going with true.
It is true. 4 for 4. All right, I got one more here for you.
All right.
Real or fake? Odds of being hit by lightning have increased 2-fold compared to 50 years ago. Real or fake?
Now, this is actually kind of tricky because, you know, people are probably wearing more jewelry than ever before.
Yep.
You know, we got piercings.
Yep.
We got grills.
True.
you know, and on top of that, where everyone's carrying a cell phone in their pocket, so I don't know if a cell phone attracts lightning, but... Mm-hmm. I figure it probably would be more attractive to lightning than a bush or a rock.
Sure.
It sounds made up, but it sounds plausible enough. I'm going to go with false.
Correct again, dude.
All right.
Wow.
That's right. That's
five
redemption.
Five. That's super good.
American story of redemption. We love redemption.
Nice.
Tales.
Very, very good job, dude.
All right, thank you. Is that our last one?
Yep, that was our last one for real or fake on the news stories there.
Okay, awesome. That was pretty good. I struggled on the last one, so.
Yeah, hey, do you mind if I jump into a different news story here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this is a true story, and I kind of wanted your opinions and your ideas on this. At Smithsonian.com, there was a news article about a 2,700-year-old toilet that was found in Jerusalem. I kind of found this a little bit interesting. I'm just going to read the beginning of the article here, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All right. Archaeologists in Israel have discovered a private toilet dated to the 7th century BCE, a time when such an amenity would have been a rare luxury. The team found the carved limestone fixture ahead of construction in the Amron Hanatziv neighborhood of Jerusalem, reports Amy Spiro of the Times of Israel. I just kind of thought this was interesting. I know a lot of, back in this time, 2,700 years ago, only the most rich of rich people even had toilets.
Oh, yeah. This is pretty amazing. This guy was obviously balling out of control.
Basically.
I don't know how much frankincense and myrrh this dude was slinging to get his own limestone toilet. But, you know, this is back in the day when people were just dumping in the street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, uncontrollably.
Correct.
You wouldn't be like, hey, I'm taking a poop break later
no,
work.
No.
You just poop right where you stood.
Yeah.
And people would be like, yeah, that's totally normal.
Like an Amazon driver, basically.
Actually, just like an Amazon warehouse worker. Exactly. You just take a dump right where you're working, and you keep working, and no one even thinks it's weird.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
I did see this one. I didn't read the article, but I did scroll through. I saw the picture.
Yep.
And, you know, it's funny to think that this was some outlandish purchase.
Yeah.
It's literally just a slab of limestone with a hole in it. You know, it looks like they might have chiseled away a little bit at the front to kind of give you a little bit of, like, relief for your legs. You don't have that sharp corner, you know?
To reduce splashback.
Yeah, and who knows how far down that hole goes. You know, they probably lost a couple kids down there.
Maybe.
They need to investigate that hole, for sure, and see what the fuck is down there.
How many bones are down there from, like, who knows who?
Oh, it could be anything down there.
Yeah. One thing I found interesting in the article when I read through it was they apparently found, like, these little ceramic, I don't know if it was ceramic, but these little bowls that were kind of, like, strewed about, and they assumed that this was, like potpourri or, like, something to help make the bathroom or whatever this was not smell so disgusting.
Yeah, you're probably going to need some sort of air freshener, you know, because this is not running water. This is literally a hole in your house that you poop into. So you're going to have some stinking sewer gas coming up.
Yeah.
I don't even think there was a lid for it.
Nope.
That technology hadn't been invented yet.
Correct.
But, yeah, that would have been pretty rough.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to, sorry to interrupt here for a second, but I was looking through the article and they said, inside the tank, the septic tank, archaeologists found remnants of pottery and animal bones. So there's plenty of animals that got down inside there. So they did excavate a little bit there.
Well, he might not have been a good chewer. You know, I mean, you're eating a turkey leg. Sometimes you get a little carried away. I mean, that turkey leg's going to come out. You know, that bone, geez. It's going to come out. So... Yeah, I mean, you know, when you flush the family goldfish or your hamster dies, you know, you just give them a burial at sea nowadays, but back then, you just dropped them down the poo hole.
So
and,
gross.
And that was that.
I thought that was pretty cool. I appreciate your response to that.
Yeah, I love that story. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the picture and
kind
of piqued my interest, but you know how it is. There's a million things to look at on your little news feed.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually didn't look into that, so I'm glad you brought that up.
That was a good one.
That's a good one. All right. Well, I've got a little update on our friend Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Nice.
So as we know, Dog the Bounty Hunter is hot on the trail of Brian Laundrie, the alleged murder of Gabriel Petito.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Dog is on the case. He's been looking into this. So apparently Brian Laundrie's dad has come out and joined the search. And Dog the Bounty Hunter has been very critical of this because it took a while for Brian Laundrie's father to join the search for his son. So he's telling everybody that seems like he's guilty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that the dad has something to hide, and he probably knows where the kid is. That was just one thing I saw. There's so much Dog the Bounty Hunter news right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dive into all of it. Another really good one is apparently he's hit with a lawsuit for racism and homophobia.
Of course.
So I guess there was a show in the works, which never actually made it to fruition. It was going to be called Dog Unleashed.
Okay.
Which is pretty clever, I guess.
Yep.
It was canceled before it even aired over racist and homophobic comments the star made, as well as illegal activity during filming.
What?
So,
illegal activity?
It didn't really go too much into the illegal activity. It said something about an illegal taser or a stun gun.
Okay.
I thought this was entertaining because, this is from the New York Post, by the way. I thought this was entertaining because, it says, defendant is a disgraced reality TV star who was fired by plaintiff after his company discovered that the defendant had used racial epithets. Black teenage Black Lives Matters activist. Oh, he used the epithets to attack black teenage Black Lives Matters activists. So that's what the court papers say. So I think, first off, anytime you see a description of someone who is famous, who is now in trouble, and it says disgraced reality TV star or disgraced Republican senator or whatever, I love seeing that disgraced or whatever label put on someone.
Yeah.
In a way, it's kind of... It's kind of a crowning achievement to get to be a disgraced anything.
Sure.
You know, like, I couldn't be a disgraced anything at this point. We got, like, 10 views on our podcast. No one's really like, he's fallen so far.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of funny that they used the disgraced reality TV star.
Yep.
That cracked me up a bit. And, you know, just the fact that he allegedly used racial epithets. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just look at the guy, it's like, oh yeah, he definitely has dropped some N-bombs in his day.
Oh, for sure.
You know, look at the guy.
Yep. It's not hard to figure out.
He looks like a racist.
It's sad to, like, jump to that conclusion, but, I mean...
But accurate.
Yeah, it's like, stereotypes for a reason, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I thought that was super funny. He claims he's hot on the trail and he's gonna get Brian Laundry. And apparently there's kind of a little bit of a debate online on whether or not he actually has the power to arrest Brian Laundry.
Oh, really?
Some people are saying he can. Some people are saying that he can't.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes if he ever catches up with him. You know, I actually had an interesting thought about all of this. I thought for sure that when I saw Dog the Bounty Hunter jump into the spotlight with this Gabby Petito case, I thought for sure this was actually them just filming a new reality show.
Oh, sure.
I thought that this was, like, they're not serious about catching him. This is just their next show. They're filming it now. They're getting some press.
Yeah.
Apparently that's not the case, and some TV executives have said they don't want to ever work with him again. Apparently he's just a mega, mega huge D-bag, and...
What about Ghost Hunter, Dog?
Well, Dog the Ghost Hunter, I think, is still a go.
Okay, good.
We're still digging up that trailer for Dog the Ghost Hunter. But hopefully on the next episode of the podcast, we'll be able to share that with the audience.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's spooky. You can tell the ghosts are super real. So yeah, I can't wait for Dog the Ghost Hunter.
That'll be sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to watch every episode. I might wait until the end and then binge.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm not sure if I can handle the intensity of, like, waiting for a new show to come out every week.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's that with him.
One more
thing. Apparently his daughter, this is super funny. Apparently his daughter has come out, against him being in the Brian Laundry, search.
Okay.
She basically said it's fake and it's a publicity stunt.
Yep.
And that's hilarious. So.
That's really weird. That I didn't even know I had a daughter, first of all.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Hulk Hogan's daughter hot?
Maybe not.
in the ballpark?
I mean, she's like a 7.
Okay.
Solid 7.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, cool. I thought that was super funny.
Yeah, it's a good update.
Yeah, his own daughter is like, he's not really serious. Which, you know, like I said, just look at him. He's not that serious.
No, he's not. Since day one, he's never been serious.
No. All right. Well, you want to roll into a commercial break real quick?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of masturbating with your bare hand? Then try new Muff Pockets, the first ever microwavable sex toy for men. Just put your disposable Muff Pocket in the patented warming sleeve, microwave for 20 seconds, and go to town. Lots of different scented lubes are available, from original to summer musk, for that immersive experience. Plus, the no-slip grip allows for easy one-hand operation, so you can scroll through your porn with ease. Muff Pockets comes in 6 different sizes, so you'll always have that snug fit you desire. Muff Pockets.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful commercial. So, I thought at this point, Mars, do you want to do your Windows Microsoft 11 update?
Yeah, I do. So, I'm going to do a quick, like, mini review of the update of the new version of Windows. It's called Windows 11.
Original.
Super original. And kind of one of the funny things that I want to bring up at the beginning of this review is just the fact that Microsoft stated early on, and this was like kind of in the middle of the release of Windows 10, is they said they were never going to release a Windows 11, which is, I don't know, it's a big corporation, obviously things change or whatever, but I'm going to jump in the review here real quick. The main thing I want to kind of emphasize here is Windows 11 is essentially Windows 10. With like a new skin on it. It operates just like Windows 10 does, but it's just got a couple different graphical tweaks, and it's good. Like everything I've seen so far has been positive. I recently bought a new computer and it came with Windows 11, so I kind of got to play around with it a little bit here recently. The first major difference in Windows 11 versus Windows 10 is the taskbar. Normally in Windows 10, you have a taskbar at the bottom, and then the lower left-hand corner would be your start button, and you start there, and you would go into your programs or your settings or your documents or whatever. But now what they did is they centered it on the bottom, so it kind of looks more like Mac OS, which Microsoft has always copied.
How dare you?
they've always copied Apple with their operating systems, but it's fine. So the start menu is more centered. The taskbar is more simplified, but it's cool because once you hit the start button within Windows 11, the menu is a lot different. Like previously, I mean, going back to Windows XP even, it would just be like start, and then you'd see your programs or your settings,
right?
And it would just go from there. But now you hit the little start button and it brings up kind of like a quick actions. Basically, it would bring up all your recent documents, all your recent programs, all your like recent web links. So everything's right there, like anything you've used recently.
So if your wife, sorry to jump in here. No, so if your wife goes to use your computer, she can just immediately spot that you're watching Brazilian fart porn.
Yeah.
She can see it right there.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. So you do have to be a little more careful with...
Clear that browser history, folks.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, like I said, they just tweaked the graphics a little bit. It's a little more up to date. It's a little more clean looking. Everything else operates the same. You still, programs look the same. There's a few tweaks to like dark modes within settings and stuff like that. When it comes down to it, it's Windows 10 with a new overlay. So okay. It's good. Oh, and one last thing I want to mention. I did have some minor graphical problems. Obviously, this is new software. Early on. It's not beta, but it is a new release. It's pretty typical for pretty much any software.
You weren't running it on beta hardware, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, that's good.
Not that I know of, anyways. So I had this weird thing happen where I went into a game. I launched into a game like straight after a reboot, and everything went like kind of fuzzy, like where all the text was like doubled, so it almost looked like semi. Oh. Like, yeah, it was weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah, I've never seen this in Windows before. It was like all the text was doubled, where it was like a text, and then like a couple pixels over, it was like the same
like
text.
Like shadow.
Yeah.
Double image.
Yep, exactly. And that happened to me twice since I've been using Windows 11.
So, real quick, how many steel reserves had you had when you're starting to see double on your Windows 11?
Zero.
Okay, all right, yeah, let's check
it. I did verify that it was not user error, it was something within the operating system itself. So, yeah, that's my quick review of Windows 11. I think it's a good update. I mean, if it's available, it's obviously going to be Microsoft's operating system going forward, so I'd say do it. Update if you can.
Alright. Well, it seems kind of cool. Of course, I've used Windows forever. It's always been fine. I've never really been into Mac operating systems. They just don't seem as intuitive to me.
Correct.
And I'm not enough of a nerd to get into Linux, so yeah. That leaves me with Windows, and that's what I've used. I always thought Windows was pretty good. Mm-hmm. The only one I didn't really like was Windows 8, when they came out those stupid, like, the tiles.
Oh, yeah, that was I hated that. Bad.
It was so dumb, and it's like, this doesn't help me. I have to scroll through pages of these tiles to find my program. I just want a list, you know?
Yeah, that was horrible.
So, you know, luckily, I'm running 10 on all my computers now, and it seems to be just fine. I haven't really had many problems, and yeah, I guess when the time comes to update, maybe I'll switch to 11.
So. Yeah, one thing on that is Microsoft has been known to have a good operating system followed by a bad operating system followed by a good.
Right. Yeah.
And that's basically been the case since going back to like 95.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Windows ME was bad, Windows 8 was bad, but it was always after a good operating system. I don't know how that happens if they have multiple teams working at Windows, so theoretically Windows 11 should not be good. But
that's a good point.
Oh, you know, we gotta give it time to see. Maybe it won't be great, but early impressions are pretty positive in my
opinion. Yeah. 10 is pretty good. I've had a couple issues with 10. My system, I had an update. I did the update, and my whole system crashed. I had to recover.
Oh, yeah.
It was a shit show. It sucked. You know, it sucked, but it kind of gave me an excuse to kind of reorganize how I had things stored, because I had multiple hard drives.
Sure.
So, you know, sometimes when you lose data, it's kind of a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
I don't think I really lost anything important permanently. I was able to get most of it back.
That's good.
You know, so other than that, I mean, it's been pretty good for me, so... Yeah, maybe I'll stick with it, and you can be the guinea pig, and when it starts shitting all over your computer, then I'll know I made the right choice. I'm waiting.
It's a good point.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for that update.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a huge sports fan. I never really have been. You know, I'm not one of those guys who has my team for anything. I don't, you know, I like sports. I like to watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan, okay? That being said, I have to say something about Tom Brady. Because this guy is an animal.
Yep.
He's 44 years old now. He's playing for the Bucks, obviously. And good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's getting old. and you know those bones are getting old.
Yeah.
and he's like, "Fuck New England, where it's cold. I'm going to nice sunny Florida."
Yep.
So good for him on that move in general. But so he had a broken thumb or some sort of a thumb injury.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And he still played the game. He taped that thing up. He taped up his thumb and his wrist. And this guy with a broken thumb or sprained thumb, he still threw for 411 yards.
Dang.
And 5 touchdowns.
Dang.
So he is a total beast. It's pretty incredible. This guy, he's truly one of the best athletes of our generation.
Yep.
You know, he's the Michael Jordan of football, maybe.
He is right now. Like, there's no other quarterback that's played within the last, like, 10 to 15 years that you could put at the same level as what he's achieved. You know, like, he's gone to another team now, and he still won a Super Bowl with another team.
First year with a new team.
Yeah, which is super impressive. He, some people say he had kind of like an all-star team, but realistically, he only had like 2 guys come in that he had Gronk come in, and other than that, that team was like set beforehand. It's not like he like cobbled together some like NBA team where he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna get all my buddies together and make some super team in the NFL. And it's super impressive what he's been able to accomplish on a new team, and even going back to New England. It's really impressive.
Yeah, I'd like to say that people that try to take some of the credit away from him and give it to his team, you know, that's what people were doing with Michael Jordan, too.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, if you didn't have Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman, da-da-da-da-da, well..."
Yeah.
Okay, sure, but if those guys didn't have Jordan, they weren't winning shit.
Correct.
And Tom Brady is definitely making it happen. You know, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm not a fan. I'm not a Bucks fan.
Yep.
But I definitely recognize that he is... There's not going to be another one of him for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's cool to be able to see him. I'm definitely going to try to watch some more Bucks games.
Yeah.
Because he's just incredible. And it's something you're not going to see again in the future, you know.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not a fan of Brady, but I still have so much respect for him and what he's accomplished on these couple teams that he's played for, because even though I don't like him as a person, I have nothing but respect for him as a football player, because I watched his highlights from today and I was like, dude, this guy's like older than me. Mm-hmm. And he's out there like,
I mean, barely the old fuck.
He's out there chucking it around. I mean, how? It's super impressive. I have nothing but respect for his ability to play the game. It's been really cool to watch him this year, even.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's getting all kinds of stem cell injections. You know, he's probably got, like, virgin baby blood that he's chugging. You know, he has to drink a bottle of that every night. You know, fucking HGH, some Mexican supplements. But I don't even care. Because you know what? The man produces.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, that's what I want to see. I want to see results. I want to see people go in and just dominate in sports. I've been saying for years that steroids should be mandatory in all sports.
Sure.
Okay? I don't want to see some vegan pussies out there bouncing off of each other. I want to see someone get smashed by a 380-pound fucking gorilla that's on the juice. Okay? I want to see someone at least every game be carried away in a stretcher. Even in baseball. I don't give a fuck. Let's see some action, you know?
Oh my God.
Don't have gladiators. I mean, you got the UFC and stuff like that. But, I mean, let's pump up these sports a little bit, you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Great point.
Let's... You know, it's for the fans, okay?
Yep.
It's for the fans.
More entertainment.
It's definitely more entertainment. You know, how many people do you see watching the NBA? Like 3 people?
What about the WNBA?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. The WNBA. Yeah.
Three people.
No one watches that shit.
No.
No one. I don't even... Ask me to name a team.
Name a team.
I don't know any WNBA teams. I don't know a single fucking team. You know why? Because it's boring.
Yeah,
I don't want to see someone who has a great technical game and they can sink 9 out of 10 free throws.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I want to see some fucking windmill dunks, no-look passes. I want to see a fucking backboard break every once in a while. Okay?
Not in the WNBA.
It's anymore. Not happening there. No. It's just not happening there. So.
That's a good point.
Anyway, that's my take on sports.
I like it. Hey, dude, do you want to play a game?
Yeah. Let's play another one.
All right, let's transition. So, last episode we played a game called Movie Quote Match.
Yes, I think I did pretty good on that
one. Yeah, you did last time. I'm just going to take a quick look here. And we got another movie game, or Movie Quote Match game to play. And last week it was, what was it?
I think Anchorman. It was Anchorman versus... and Step Brothers.
Yep. Okay. This week we're going to play. Actually, I'm going to give you the choice here. We can play Tommy Boy or Black Sheep. Or. Ooh. Let me make sure I got enough here. Or we can play Ace Ventura or Dumb and Dumber.
Those are both pretty good matchups.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we should go with. Let's go with the Chris Farley edition.
Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Or Black Sheep?
Let's go for it.
All right. Movie quote number one. Is this Tommy Boy or Black Sheep? Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
It's one of my favorite things to say to my brother, and that is definitely Tommy Boy.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Number two. That's one small step for man, one giant I have a dream.
Ooh.
Is that Tommy Boy or Black Sheep?
You know, I've definitely seen both of these movies. I think I've seen Tommy Boy about 100 times. I've probably seen Black Sheep only once or twice.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with this quote, and therefore I'm going to say Black Sheep.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Process of elimination.
Good job. All right, number three. I could go over to your mama's and light a small fire in her panties. Is that Tommy Boy or Black Sheep?
Who would have even said that?
I'm glad you asked that because the actor that said that was Gary Busey.
Oh, God, I love that guy. Is he still alive?
Mm-hmm.
And is he still clinically insane?
Yes.
Oh, I love Gary Busey. If you haven't seen it, you should watch a movie called Big Wednesday. It's a surfing movie.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It's kind
of
older. It takes place in California back in the day. It's a great show. Big Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, check it out. It's got Gary Busey in it. That's sweet. What made me think of it. I'm going to say Black Sheep again.
Correct. Nice. Ding, ding, ding. Number four. Is, boy, I could sure use some cupcakes or peanut butter cups right now.
I mean, who couldn't, right?
Yeah.
Peanut butter cups or cupcakes. I gotta say Black Sheep because I have no idea.
Correct.
All right.
Dang, dude. You're 4 for 4. All right, number five is... I'm going to go ask directions to our next huge embarrassing failure. Is that Black Sheep or Tommy Boy?
That one's definitely Tommy Boy.
Nice. Ding, ding, ding. Good job. All right, number six. I can practically hear you getting fatter.
Tommy Boy again.
Nice. Dude, you got this one on rap.
Yeah, I love David Spade and Chris Farley movies.
So good. All right, number seven... We got two more here. Number seven. This guy's like Leatherface, Chucky, and Jan Brady all rolled into one.
Jan Brady?
Yep. Is that Black Sheep or Tommy Boy?
I don't know. I'm going to say that's got to be Black Sheep again.
Correct. All right. Last one here.
All right.
Movie quote match. I think you're 7 for 7. But number 8 is, we're family. We're going to be doing lots of dumb stuff together. Wait till Christmas. Is that Black Sheep or Tommy Boy?
I think this is where Tommy is talking to his new stepbrother. I'm going to say Tommy Boy.
Boom.
Yeah, right before they go cow tipping.
Super good.
Nice.
All right, that's it for movie quotes game. What else we got?
All right. I think it's time for a commercial break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break here and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, kids. Do you love Raisin Bran for breakfast, but hate those nasty, soggy flakes?
Yay!
Maybe you should try new Post Oops All Raisins Raisin Bran. Here at Post, we took the worst part of Raisin Bran, those nasty cardboard flakes, and threw them out, leaving you just a delicious box of raisins.
Yay!
Oops All Raisins is part of a healthy breakfast and can be enjoyed by everyone in the family. Oops All Raisins. It's just a box of raisins.
Yay!
And we're back. Thanks for enjoying our commercials. You know, we don't have a lot of sponsors here, but, you know, the ones we have are really loyal to us, so we absolutely love doing reads for them.
Appreciate them.
Absolutely. We appreciate them putting a roof over our heads here at the DC Mars show.
Yes.
So anyway, Mars, you mentioned yet another news story you wanted to get into.
Yeah, I do. This is kind of a touchy subject.
Ooh.
It's not... Basically, it's related to TikTok, and okay. It hits close to home with me because there's been a lot of TikTok challenges lately that have been bothering me.
Okay, so when you say, like, TikTok challenge, are you talking about, like, the Tide Pod thing?
Kinda.
There was the Milk Crate one.
Yes.
That shit was hilarious.
Yep.
I loved that one.
And I did too, but I have some beef with TikTok in general, because there's a new TikTok challenge going around. There's actually two of them. The first one was called Devious Licks. Okay. I don't know where they get that name from, but it essentially challenges students within schools to cause damage to school property.
Mm-hmm.
And this has really been on my nerves lately, because I feel like we all know TikTok, well, maybe we don't all know, but essentially TikTok is a company based out of China. They can be controlled by the Communist Party of China. And what I've noticed lately is there's a lot of really, like, damaging challenges that have been promoted to the top of TikTok in general. This new one, this Devious Licks, it challenges students to cause damage to property within a school, whatever, a school setting. And then there's a separate one that got a lot of fanfare recently on TikTok that challenges students to slap their teachers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I find this to be very disheartening, because there were multiple school districts basically across the United States. This news article that I have talks about school districts in western Pennsylvania that sent out warnings to students. Multiple students were charged at this school called Slippery Rock High School. State police are involved, and they listed the damages to be over $150. And then now there's these slap a teacher challenges, and I've talked to my kid about this, and I've posted this on Facebook, different links to articles in general about how TikTok is basically promoting this irrational behavior.
Sure.
To get these students or young adults or teenagers to get notoriety from these challenges. And I just kind of wanted to get your viewpoint on it and see if you had anything to add add to this, because personally I find this like really, really sad overall.
Well, I agree with you that it's a pretty sad thing. You know, with all these dumb challenges that kids are doing, I just don't understand them. And this is kind of what I see in society today that makes me feel old.
Sure.
I'm not that old. I'm in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be 36 this year. You know, there was one where they were snorting cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
There was one where they snorted a condom up their nose and then tried to pull it out through the back of their throat or something. Of course, there was the Tide Pod. You know, there was just a bunch of them that, you know, the harmless ones, it was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Whatever.
It's fine, but you're right. They've definitely been escalating a bit. I like the milk crate one.
Sure.
It's super fun to watch people bust ass doing something. You know they're going to fall.
Correct.
You know they're going to fall, and it's pretty hilarious. Some people get seriously injured, and, you know.
And that's kind of where I have beef with it, is because it's super funny. It's like Jackass. Like, you watch this, and it's super entertaining, and
right.
People get hurt. But when it's a outside influence that can take these videos and promote them to the top of their platform and say, like, hey, look how funny this is. This is do the milk crate challenge. And then there's multiple kids that are, like, breaking bones and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, since you can go back forever and know that people, especially young males, have always done stupid things to get their friends to laugh.
It's to get pussy.
Sure.
I mean, you can be honest.
Yeah. And sometimes it is, but sometimes it's just like getting your friends to laugh or getting notoriety from girls or, you know, whatever the case might be. But it's, like I said, it's a little bit different when this type of stuff is going on and it's being promoted by an outside source. And that's where my problem comes. You know,
yeah.
That's where I have a problem with it, I should say.
Well, I definitely get your point. And this Devious Licks one, I've heard a little bit about it. I know kids are stealing, like, paper towel dispensers and dumb stuff like that. It kind of reminds me of an old Simpsons episode where Nelson was convincing Bart to get into shoplifting, and Bart decides not to do it at the end, but at the end, Nelson shoplifts a spare tire for a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Something that's completely useless. There's no point in doing it.
Sure.
And that kind of highlighted it, you know, who needs a spare tire for a wheelbarrow
at, you know,
11 years old.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know what to do about this. When grown-ups are, sometimes when the grown-ups decide to sit the kids down and have a talk about things, it just kind of pours some gas on the fire.
Yeah, it backfires.
You know, so I kind of wonder about these administrators and teachers at Slippery Cock or whatever that school was. Slippery Rock, maybe.
Yes.
You know, I wonder if they're making the situation worse. So, you know, stealing all the paper towel dispensers and you know, the clock off the wall and all that dumb stuff. It's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It irritates me as a taxpayer.
Correct.
You know, as someone who's getting older, I'm definitely looking at what kids are doing now and I'm shaking my head more and more.
Yeah.
But the one that really gets me about this is the slapping the teacher.
Sure.
That's really, really dumb. And this is something these kids can do, you know, just for the sake of a goof or a TikTok challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that can actually have a pretty big effect on how their life goes.
Yeah.
You know, they could be fined, they could be suspended, expelled.
If they're adults, they could be charged.
They could possibly be charged. They could have, like, misdemeanor juvenile charges.
I mean, charges.
I don't know. I don't know how seriously law enforcement and all that is taking it. Obviously, there's going to be some cases where they throw the book at these kids.
Sure.
And that really sucks for them because you know, maybe, you know, the criminal justice system in general is something that once you get caught into it, it's a quagmire, and it feeds upon itself, and you get a charge for one thing, and next thing you know, you could possibly just find yourself in a life where you're always in trouble.
Sure.
And then, you know, the only way to make yourself feel good is to do more stuff and act out more.
Or get into drugs, or who knows what kind of spiral you might go down.
Right. I mean, this is that in itself is kind of my argument for legalizing drugs. It's,
yeah,
someone gets caught with some drugs or whatever, they're having a hard time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, they're having a hard time in their life, and also they have a criminal record. So yeah, now they can't get a job. Now no one wants to hire them.
Yep.
And so they lean more into the one thing that makes them feel good, which is the drugs. And it's a spiral. And I've seen people in my own personal life in the past get caught up in that spiral. And it's really sad. There's nothing you can do to stop it. And, you know, I don't know that this is that's the best way to handle it. But, you know, as far as these kids slapping teachers, they really shouldn't be doing that shit.
No, they shouldn't. And this kind of gets me back to, like, I kind of want to backtrack here and just kind of reiterate the point. You and I have talked about this in the past where we know there's international entities that are not...
they don't have our best interests.
Correct. That's what I was looking
in
for.
Mind.
They don't have our best interests in mind. And when they can use social media, whether it be Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, to kind of poke little holes in the fabric of our society,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna do that. And I think this TikTok challenge, especially the last few, these have been really bad. Like, they haven't been really bad if you just, like, look at them on their own. But if you look at them as a whole, I feel like they've been very, very negative and very, very really bad for us in a sense.
Sure. I get what you're saying. Yeah, you know, this could definitely be one of those dirty tricks that, you know, some people who are our enemies is doing, just like you said, to kind of tear apart the fabric of our society.
Sure.
And make kids act out and do dumb, rebellious stuff. I think that they would probably have a lot to gain by just kind of shaking things up. They're always poking the hornet nest, and you can kind of, I think if you look at the last few TikTok trends and look at what's going on now, I think you can probably get a good idea of where it's going next.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what I want to look at.
Is it going to be steal a car challenge next?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
what is next? You know, like, and obviously we'll touch on this more in the future. Maybe there will be something that it might not be the next big leap into something super insane, but if it keeps down the same path of, like, oh, here's a new challenge, and it's like kick your mom in the face challenge, or, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, something else to, like, kind of,
yeah, it's definitely, you know, I guess buckle up and let's see where it goes.
Yeah,
but, you know, the general point that I want to make is that you know, I've been saying it for years, that social media has way too much influence over people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think last episode I was telling a story about people shouting to me and being part of the quote unquote comment section in real time.
Yep.
And, you know, we're only going to see this become more prolific. And
for sure,
it's, you know, it's not always a bad thing, but it's definitely more often a bad thing than a good thing. So,
yeah,
you know, I just whenever I have discussions with people and they're big into social media, I try to steer them away from that crap because it's just poison.
It is poison.
There's nothing good on it. You know, even if you're not doing anything like punching your teacher or, you know, hitting your mom with a brick.
Yeah.
You know, is it really good to watch, to go through all these streams of people who are acting like their lives are perfect
mm-hmm.
when you're looking at your own life and you're like, oh, my life isn't perfect. Oh, look at this guy. He's posing in front of a Ferrari and he has stacks of money. And, you know, yeah, the Ferrari is rented and those are really $1 bills with a couple hundreds on the top. So he's really not rich. It's
yeah.
all fake, but, you know, it has an effect on people, like these Instagram models. So, you know, luckily my daughter is really young, but when she's older, you know, I'm going to have a discussion with her about all these little Instagram models, and they have all these filters, and they don't even look real anymore. And little girls, or younger girls, or young teen girls are looking at all these other girls on Instagram using these filters and all this other stuff, and they're comparing themselves to them, which then gives them a negative feedback on their own self-esteem.
Yeah.
So the whole social media thing is a huge problem. I'm not saying it's all bad. There's some good stuff about it too, but
correct.
I think that as this plays out, it's going to be more and more apparent that social media is overall more bad than good for our societal norms.
Yeah. And that was one of the things I saw recently on that Facebook report, is that there's a Facebook insider that kind of, I don't know, they called her a whistleblower,
sure.
Which, I don't know, I don't think she's really a whistleblower, but she did report some information that was kind of alarming. She talked about how Facebook, you know, they accentuate the posts that are not necessarily debate but arguments, and
right.
and that was a big thing, and I'm sure it's all across all social media, but that negativity when it's not exaggerated, what's the term I'm looking for, where they take something and try to like blow it up,
they amplify it. Yeah,
so amplifying the negativity on any social media platform is obviously not good for people in general. So it's last words would be just delete TikTok.
Well said. You'll get no argument from me. I'm not on any of those things, and
yeah.
I don't plan to ever be. So.
You shouldn't be. It's not good.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Horrible, disheartening news.
Yeah, you're welcome.
About our society crumbling about us.
Yeah. You want to go into some lighter news, maybe?
I did. You know, I want to talk about Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
So they're filming, or just finished filming, another James Bond movie. It's called
yeah.
No Time to Die.
It's out.
It's out?
It's in theaters. You can watch it.
Fucking theaters. There we go. I think this is awesome. This is going to be his last Bond film.
Yep.
There's talk and debate about who's going to be next. They're thinking, is it going to be a female that takes over the 007 code name because he retires?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff like that. So, yeah, he's been in several Bond movies.
Yeah, how many has it been, you know? Is it four or five?
Four or five?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It's a few. I'll take a look here while we're talking. But he's 53 years old, man. So
really?
He's an old guy. He looks super good for his age. Okay, so he was Inspector.
Okay.
No Time to Die.
Yep.
Casino Royale.
Yep.
Skyfall. And Quantum of Solace. So it was five.
Is Quantum of Solace the new one, though?
No, the newest one is No Time to Die.
Oh, okay.
Quantum
yep.
of Solace was actually his second one.
Okay.
It was Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die.
Okay, so five.
So five, yeah. So he's
yeah.
been in a few. I gotta say, I've not really been a huge 007 fan, but
mm-hmm.
I've always watched these movies since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the 90s. They always had some sort of Turner Broadcast or AMC or, they always had some channel on TV that was playing old movies.
Yep.
And there was always a channel that was playing a Bond film.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you who you think the best Bond.
I love that question.
Yeah. Who do you think is the best Bond? Do you want me to give you a list of the candidates here?
So I know Roger Moore.
Yep.
I know Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
I know, obviously, Daniel Craig.
Yep. Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, duh, Sean.
And also Timothy Dalton.
Timothy I'm not really familiar with, so I'm not even going to count him in my...
That's rude, man.
Sorry. Was there another one? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He did License to Kill, Living Daylights.
Okay.
I think he only did a couple Bond films.
All right, I'm not...
He was in Flash Gordon.
So when I've listened to other people debate this question, I've never heard Timothy Dalton's name even come into consideration, so I'm not going to even take it into consideration.
Okay.
I like Sean Connery, but I don't like him as Bond, which is a weird thing, because of my age and because when I was introduced to Sean Connery, I loved him in The Rock. And
Yeah, that was one of the few Nicolas Cage movies that wasn't a complete dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's one of like four of his like huge credentials. But okay, so I like Sean Connery in The Rock, and I liked him in that Catherine Zeta-Jones film, but I don't love him as Bond.
All right.
Fair
enough.
I have a soft spot for Pierce Brosnan because that's kind of when I started watching the majority of Bond films.
Okay.
But there was a Bond film with Pierce Brosnan that is pure trash. The special effects, and I wish I knew the name of it, but I can't think of it offhand.
I'm pulling them up here.
All right.
Because, yeah, he was in a few, and I think all of them were kind of shitty.
Yeah, one was pretty good. His first one, I thought, was pretty good.
GoldenEye was his first one.
GoldenEye was good.
Then there was Tomorrow Never Dies.
And that one's okay.
And then there's Die Another Day.
And I think that's a really bad one. It has horrible special effects. It looks like there's cars like flying off cliffs with like strings attached to them. I don't know. It looked like Hot Wheels and shit.
Oh, yeah. And then there's The World Is Not Enough that came out in between Tomorrow Never Dies and Die Another Day.
Yeah, and I don't recall that one specifically. So, honestly, I'm going to go with Daniel Craig is the best. That's my pick. I think he was good in the last couple, and I've heard nothing but good things about this new Bond film with him in it, so I gotta go with him.
Alright. Well, I gotta agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Craig is the best Bond. When you look at Daniel Craig,
mm-hmm.
he looks like he's put some fucking bodies in the ground.
Yeah, he does.
He's got those killer eyes.
Yep.
Like shark eyes.
Yeah.
He looks like a killer, which 007 is. He has a license to kill, fucking kills the shit out of everybody.
Yep.
And with Daniel Craig, it's believable.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to say as a footnote, I think Pierce Brosnan was the shittiest Bond.
Oh, interesting.
And I think all of those movies are complete garbage. And I fucking hate them.
I respect your opinion. That's good, because I know Sean Connery is generally regarded as like a really good Bond.
Yeah, he was fine. Look, those old ones, like Roger Moore, Sean Connery, they were super cheesy.
Yeah.
They were cheesy movies. But they were fun.
Yeah. And
you know,
the womanizing aspect.
It was great.
Yeah, that's what they excelled at.
Oh, yeah, they just banged everybody. They were just slaying pussy.
Yes, they were.
And I mean, that's fine.
Octopussy.
That's right, octo. You know, that's how they rolled back then.
Yep.
So, I'm all for it. You know, my beef with Pierce Brosnan is, I think, it's probably not even fair to him.
Yeah.
But one of the first things I saw him in was when I was a kid, and he was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a douchebag. I was like, who's this British douchebag in the fucking Robin Williams movie? Get out of here.
Yep.
So I didn't like him in that. He was probably in some other trashy movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he's in any good ones.
Dude, he was in Mamma Mia.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. Have you seen Mamma Mia?
No, but I know it's trash.
Okay, so for people that haven't seen Mamma Mia, it's a musical. So our strike one.
Yep.
It's all the music of ABBA, which is a I think they're Swedish, right?
Correct.
They're Swedish like pop.
Kind of pop.
They're super pop. Like they are the pop sensation band.
Like they're like opera pop or something. Like they're really kind of flamboyant.
Yeah, I mean they probably are. I mean, I don't know. I'm not following him on the gram. But look, for some weird reason, a huge amount of pop music, even like Taylor Swift, I think Justin Bieber, like a bunch of even American pop acts, they're all produced over in Sweden. So they have a rock hard dick for pop music over there for some reason. But anyway, about Mamma Mia. So this is a musical. They're all singing ABBA songs. Fucking what's her name is in it. I'll think of it here in a second.
Yeah, what? Who's in it?
Meryl Streep.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Susan Sarandon, but
no, it's Meryl. And you know what? I have nothing against Meryl Streep. She's fine, and she did fine in this movie. But the worst part of this entire movie was Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, really?
His singing is...
You watched it?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
What?
And look, not by choice, okay? I gotta say that his singing is painful.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the look on his face while he's singing, it looks like he's been constipated for several days, and he's trying to pass a large stool that has unshelled sunflower seeds sticking out of it.
Like a Bono size
thing? Yeah, like a Bono thing. It's like he's trying to pass a pineapple out of his colon.
Gross.
He looks like he's in severe pain. He sounds like he's in pain. It's so bad.
Super bad.
And that's what I think of anytime I even hear the name Pierce Brosnan. So
Yeah,
I mean he's not fucking Bond. He's some dweeb that sucks at singing.
Yeah. And I respect that opinion. The only, like, positivity I find in Pierce Brosnan's Bond, and it has nothing to do with him, he was in GoldenEye, and the GoldenEye video game itself was amazing.
It was pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah, right? It was groundbreaking, but it had nothing to do with Pierce.
No, not at all.
I don't know. Looking back, you can't give any of those props to Pierce, so yeah, fuck Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, he just looks too squeaky clean.
Yep.
You know, like probably has a law degree. Like, I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't look like a secret agent to me. Yeah. He looks like an accountant.
Oh, speaking of that, can I switch gears here real quick?
Yeah, sure. I think we're done with trashing on Pierce Brosnan. Oh, he's Irish too.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, okay. I just realized he's an Irishman.
Alright.
That's fucked up, dude.
So it's not even really British. We all agree, he's trash. But speaking of trash, we didn't get to do this last time, and I want to do it this time. You and I are required to come up with a list of the top 20 worst songs of all time.
Oh, fuck.
We didn't do this last time, so I think we're going to do one each, if that sounds alright to you.
Alright.
We're going to do a top 20, like I said at the beginning, and we're going to rank these as number 1 through 20, and yeah, it's just, I'm going to read the instructions on this.
Okay.
Each episode, we will each submit one song to be officially considered as one of the top 20 worst songs of all time. Each of us can submit and or veto a song with proper discussion. As the weeks go on, songs can slide off the top 20, and we may eventually have other submissions take place of lower-ranked songs.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to you first, and I just want to, like, kind of point out the fact that this list of top 20 worst songs of all time, you can choose a song based on its musical composition, or its lyrics.
Okay.
Or just, like, how grating it is on your essence in life. So,
all right,
go ahead with your first
one. Well, before I add mine, I'd just like to clarify for the listeners how we're gonna actually put these in order at the end, because we're gonna come up with 20, but then we have to somehow figure out a way to rank them and which one is worse. So, what we're gonna do, we're gonna get some volunteers. We're going to lock them in a basement.
Yep.
And we're going to play each one of these songs. We're going to have one volunteer for each of the songs. And what we're going to do is just play the song on a loop.
Yep.
So, okay, so there's song A. We're going to play song A to one of the volunteers on a loop continuously.
Yeah.
For as long as it takes for them to blow their brains out. Okay, and the trick is, okay, so they're in the room.
Okay.
There's no food or water. There's a place for them to lay down. There's a puke bucket. And there's going to be a revolver with one bullet. Okay? And it's not going to be, it's going to be a blank, people.
Okay.
Calm the fuck down.
Calm down.
But as soon as they get to their breaking point.
Yep.
And put that thing to their head and pull the trigger. That's when we stop. And whichever song gets the volunteer to get to that point the soonest is officially the worst song. We've come up with a scientific way to measure this.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
With that, I'm going to come out with a big one, and I'm going to say Fireflies by Owl City.
Oh, my God.
Right off the bat. I'm not even playing.
You can put that wherever you want to start.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You want to put it at 1, 2, 3?
That's at the fucking... That's top 5 for sure. You know, throw her in there.
You pick the spot. 3?
I'm going to say at least 4. Because there's some other stinkers out there.
All right.
So that's my submission for this episode.
Firefly by Owl City.
Yeah, that's a real... All right,
I'm putting it at number 4. It is technically now the 4th worst song of all time.
Okay.
And I'm going to submit my own song here. And I'm going to put in... Man, there's so many good ones. Do I want this one or do I want that one? I think I want... I'm going to put in... Is it Chumbawamba?
Oh, God. Tub Thumper? Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping?
Tub Thumping, I think.
Okay.
And it's... That's a real piece of shit there.
Tub Thumping by... What was the band name again?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. I don't know how to spell that, but...
They don't either. It's fine.
All right.
These guys can barely get out of bed in the morning.
You know what? Since we didn't do this last episode, I'm going to allow us, because, I mean, we set the rules here.
That's right, we do.
I'm going to allow
us... We are in charge.
I'm going to allow us to add one more each. Do you have another one ready?
I do, and I'm going to say...
Don't take mine.
I'm going to go with a Bruce Springsteen song.
No, Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce. Born in the USA. You know, you don't have to say it that many times, Bruce. That song is literally you just shouting... Where the fuck you're from for 3.5 minutes, and I've had enough of it.
Okay.
So your fucking dog shit song is going on the list, Bruce.
So I randomly put that at number 13.
Okay, yeah, that's probably good.
And because it's there, I'm going to go in between Owl City's Firefly and Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping, and I'm going to go to number 6 here. And input the song. It is called... Oh shit, what is it called?
It sounds like pedophilia, man. Are we fingering 11-year-olds?
Alright, so I'm gonna add Paralyzer by Finger 11, which I think is a horrible song. And you might have to veto this one out, but you know, that's up to you. We'll discuss it later on. I actually like the music of this song, but I absolutely hate the lyrics of this song. So I'm going to put it in at number 6, Paralyzer by Finger 11.
I'd say that's a good one. I agree with you that the music isn't terrible. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are retarded.
They're so bad.
I don't even understand what he's saying. Something like, I want to move right through me on my way to you.
Yeah.
Like, what does that even mean?
That means nothing.
It literally means nothing.
It's not even, like, metaphoric or anything. It's just trash.
It is. It's like he needed to come up with a couple more beats, so he just started throwing more words in there.
You got a verse? I want to move on my way through to you.
Yeah. So. That's a pretty good candidate. I agree that it sucks. But there's a lot of shitty songs out there.
Yeah, so we'll see in the future, but...
Yep.
Can I recap here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so we got 1 through 20, but at number 4, we have... Is it Firefly or Fireflies?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Fireflies?
Either way, Owl City's crappy song is at number 4.
That's so bad.
Number 6 is Paralyzer. I think that's what it's called, by Finger 11.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Number 13 is a Bruce Springsteen song called Born in the USA, which is just a super repetitive song of Bruce just screaming over and over, Born in the USA.
Yeah, do you think he hates immigrants, or... what's his deal? What a dick. Alright, but that's neither here nor there. The song clearly sucks, so there it is.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, and we'll update that. Things will move around, and... So we're looking forward to how that shapes up. So, Mars, you said something about a voicemail. Someone left us a voicemail.
So this is super weird. As far as I know, we've never posted our phone number. We do have a phone number for this podcast. We've never posted it anywhere. But some dude who's a trucker called in to our podcast and he left a voicemail. So
interesting.
If it's cool, I'll just play it, and we'll listen to it and see what he says. I kind of half listened to it to start with, but I think we'll both listen to it here now, and we'll see what he says.
All right, let's check it out.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message sent yesterday at 7:15 p.m.
Hey, DC, here's Trucker Larry. Just giving you a shout-out. I'm out here just outside of Topeka. I've been a long haul heading up to the Amazon distribution facility in Wichita. Got a load of sex toys, you know, dildos and cock rings and whatnot. I guess those items are real popular with people ever since this COVID thing happened. But, you know, that's the life of a trucker. You just gotta take the loads where they tell you, you know, kind of like an Asian hooker. Thought you might like that one, DC, because I don't want them liberals taking away the guns and outlawing the Bible and everything. But anyway, DC, y'all are doing a great job, and say hi to Mars for me, too. Got a way station coming up here soon, and I'm a little bit over the limit, so wish me luck. Bye.
Okay, what the fuck was that?
That's so crazy. What was his name?
He said Trucker Larry or some shit.
That's so funny, dude.
So, let me get this straight. This dude's just driving around in his big rig full of fucking dildos and butt plugs going to the Amazon distribution center.
I guess. You gotta deliver it.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
This dude is clearly insane. Possibly racist. Is this the kind of people we're attracting to our show?
Unfortunately, yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Our first caller was Trucker Larry, and he sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I love it.
So hopefully we'll hear some more from him someday.
Hopefully he calls in again.
Yeah, shout out to you, Larry.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Thanks for calling us in, and also I'm slightly concerned on how you found our phone number.
Yeah. And on the remarks of dildos and butt plugs, I got one last news story I want to touch on here. All right, so there's this news story. It was listed on Weird News, but there's a headline here. It says, parents must pay $30,000 for getting rid of son's porn cash.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about this at all?
Yeah, I actually followed this one.
Yeah, this was from August of this year, so it's not super old, but there was a 43-year-old man who lived with his parents. I don't know if he moved out at the time, or if he was still there, but the parents ended up throwing away his pornography collection, which was valued at $30,441, and a U.S. district judge decided that 8 months after they threw it out, they awarded him the case and said that they must pay back for his losses in his porn collection.
Yeah, this is a hilarious story. You know, obviously it's funny because it's about porn, and who the hell has $30,000 worth of pornography?
It's insane.
I think there were sex toys and stuff in there too, but I mean, still, 30 grand, you know, that's a nice mid-sized car.
Yeah.
And it's in what I'm assuming has got to be like several boxes of, you know, several boxes. I mean, I'm just imagining his mom, like, because it was his mom and dad that threw it out, and they didn't just throw it out. I believe they burned it.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I'm just imagining his poor old dad, who's got to be like 70 something.
Yep.
Just with this hand truck that's loaded up with boxes of, you know, like maybe vintage Playboys. And I mean, there's some money in some of that stuff, I guess. I mean, someone's buying it. But
so he won the lawsuit against his parents, and they were also ordered to pay the $14,500 to their son's attorney for attorney fees.
Yeah.
And it also states here that, so after moving to Indiana, Working, who is the guy's last name, I think it was David. Yeah, David Working.
Sounds like a David.
He sounds like a total David. David Working learned that his possessions were missing, and his dad sent him an email saying, "Frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff." And it's like, no, dude, you didn't. This stuff was valuable. Like, David didn't come into your fucking house and start throwing away your wife's China collection or fucking your baseball card. I mean, what if you had a $20,000 baseball card that you've been saving and David just shows up and burns it or chucks it in the trash? I mean,
yeah,
there's stuff that's of value here. You can't just throw it away. And obviously the judge ruled in his favor, and thankfully he's going to get compensated for his losses here.
I mean, what it basically comes down to is like a simple destruction of property case.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if the guy had to produce receipts or anything like that. I don't think he did, but you know, the parents admitted in an email, or at least the father admitted in an email, that they destroyed the property.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty much open and shut case.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, I mean, he could have had like a limited edition of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poom. I mean, we don't know what was in there.
He could have had a signed copy of Ron Jeremy's fucking Buttfuck City or something.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows. Little Oral Annie special release. I mean, it could have been a lot of things. And, you know, the bottom line is don't destroy stuff. Yeah. I think it's funny because I'm just imagining I'm throwing it in the, like, I'm imagining them having one of those hobo fires in, like, a 55-gallon drum.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, like, a fire with, like, black smoke billowing out of it.
Yep.
And I picture the dad just dumping cardboard box in there, one after another, and just seeing the flames of sin rise up out of the barrel, and his mom's just in the back, just crying, like, wondering where they went wrong with little David, and, you know, he used to be such a good boy, and then they're burning all his butt plugs and stuff, and, you know, I mean, it's gotta be hard for a mother to do.
So, I agree with your, like, hesitation of the whole, like, setup there, but do you think the dad was a little bit sad on the inside? Like, he was putting on a front for his wife, like,
Oh, yeah.
The mom and the dad of this person, like, do you think he was a little bit bummed that he was having to throw away this pornography?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy probably fought in Nam.
Yeah.
Okay, like, he killed... He had to go after Charlie, okay?
Yep.
Fucking in the jungles and Dunning, you know, down in the tunnels, mm-hmm. you know, the whole works, you know, smelling napalm and everything, and then he came back, tried to have a normal life.
Yep.
And here we are, you know, 40 plus years later, and his son is like this hopeless porn addict who had to move back in with his parents.
After a divorce.
And, you know, and by the way, that's probably why his wife left him.
Yeah.
She's like, all you're doing is J and your D.
Yep.
You know, you're wanting me to do this crazy shit. Every time we're doing it doggy style, you're giving me the fish hooks.
Yep.
And, you know, it's too much for her. You know, and rightly so. You know, you should ask before you choke your wife.
You should.
You know? I mean, it's not polite to throat fuck her until her mascara is running down her face. That is not normal. And that's what porn does to people. It makes them think that this extreme, outrageous sex is this normal thing. And,
Yep. You
know, maybe that's not the best way you should make sweet love to your wife.
Maybe not.
Just saying. Maybe save it for every once in a while.
Special occasions.
Yeah, like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's a great story. You know, the guy's obviously a deviant, hopeless case.
Yeah.
But, you know, now he's got $30,000+. He can go get some new porn and...
be so busy on eBay.
I don't even know where he's going to find
his porn. He's going to go on eBay. He's going to end up on eBay. He's going to end up buying used panties. He's going to end up buying all this old smut. He's going to end up buying all these new toys, but he deserves it.
Yeah, I guess he does. At least the judge says so. So.
Yep.
All right, good luck finding those old Betamax pornos, buddy. Well, I think that's a good note to wrap it up on. Thanks for listening, as always. We hope we entertained you. And hope that you join us again for our next episode. Should be coming out in about a week or so.
Yep. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
We will see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
This was From DC to Mars, the podcast.